FM 90.3 WJTL, Leanna Crawford's Honest. Good morning to you. It's 7:03.
Look for the WJTL parade crew wearing red in the Lititz Lions Club Patriotic Parade. The parade steps off at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Be sure to wave as the crew passes by.
This morning, our very special guests from Esther's Heart Ministry, our friend Beth Thompson is here and Terry Stern here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Let's start with you, Beth. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Oh, sure. I'd like to say hi to my church family at Breakout Ministries and my oldest daughter, Tajet, and my two granddaughters, Jay Shalice and Maria.
Wonderful to have you here. And Terry is here because not only is Terry a part of Esther's Heart Ministry, Terry has been a longtime volunteer here at WJTL. Terry, how long have you volunteered at WJTL?
I started in 2003.
2003, so long time, long 22 time. Years. That was a long time. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi, I'd like to say hi to my daughter, Michelle, my son, Mark, my other son, Mike, and I want to say congratulations to my grandson, Ty, who was in St. Louis, and they just won the championship ice hockey.
Yay!
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations on that. And Terry, you are the U.S. advocate for Esther's Heart Ministry, and is it right that you've visited 15 times to El Salvador?
I've been down there 14. I'm getting ready for my 15th time. I sponsor kids down there, and I go down and just work with the kids and absolutely love it.
And I understand that one of the kids that you sponsored for 14 years, you got to go see them graduate.
Yes, I was down there when she graduated, so I was invited to the graduation, and that was such a neat thing because the parents are involved in the graduation. They actually walk out with the kids and sit with them.
That's amazing.
And I got to be there. It was so exciting. I've never seen that before.
I love that, Terry. And you were there for a month and did without water?
Yes, I learned what it was like to have water. I have a whole appreciation for water and how easy it is for us to have it.
Yeah, that happens a lot to us down there.
Yeah, so Beth, you live in El Salvador. How long have you been there?
I have been down there for 17 years full-time. I was there part-time for 3 years prior to that.
Amazing. You did live here in this area for a while, but you're originally from Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah, I
the
can
Upper
hear
Peninsula, eh?
I could hear a little bit in your voice, in your accent a little bit. So tell us all about Esther's Heart Ministry. What are you doing in El Salvador?
Well, we are working with children in the city of San Salvador, just making sure they have nutritional food. We have a sponsorship program where we connect one child there to a child here in the United States, and you develop a relationship with them. When you send your sponsorship money in, your finances go directly to that child, not in that we don't give them the cash, but we buy them a box of food, which is enough for them to eat three meals a day for the month. And every month we give them another box of food, and that enables them to, first of all, stay healthy. And secondly, kids start to work on the street when they're 5 or 6 years old to help support their families. But if they're getting that box of food, then it's not necessary for them to go to work. So then it allows them to get their education.
Amazing.
And so we really stand by them. The kids stay at home, and we just really offer a lot of support to the families and to the kids so that they can have healthier lives.
I love that. In your 15 years there, is there a story that comes to mind that how God has worked through Esther's Heart Ministry?
Well, there's a million of them, but one story I was just thinking of, there's a young man, my mom sponsors him, that's why he pops in my head, but
sure.
His name is Adine. And at 3 years old, I was delivering food boxes, and this little three-year-old child came up to me and asked if I wanted to buy fruit juice. They sell them in little baggies. And he was selling fruit juice for 15 cents. And I asked him where he lived because he was not with parents. He was by himself. He knew how to count change. And
amazing.
So he did show me where he lived, and I talked to his parents, and we put him into our program to get a sponsorship. Thankfully, my mom sponsored him, and they actually do video chatting. We really encourage you when you sponsor one of our kids to just form a relationship, because sometimes you're the only person who really believes in them. They come from all different kinds of horrible situations. And so my mom and Adine video chat, and he's now 13 years old, doing very well in school. He's a big, burly young man. So it's always a pleasure to see them grow up and watch them become successful. that's in their amazing. Lives.
I love that story. If people are listening and say, I would love to sponsor a child like a Dean, how can I get the information? How can I find out? What's the best thing for listeners to do?
Sure. If you go to our website, EstersHeartMinistry.com, and then you just click on Sponsor a Child, you'll see a page with all of our kids who are currently waiting to be sponsored. Just click on the picture of the child you want to sponsor, and it just walks you right through. It's $40 a month. It's very simple. You can do automatic deduction, and then twice a year you'll get a handwritten letter and an updated picture. You can email them. You can connect with them on Facebook. You can come down and visit us. We love to host teams and families, and we do a great job with that. And yeah, we just want you to get involved in any way you can.
Here's an opportunity for you to impact lives for the gospel and for the good. Esther's Heart Ministry. Check it out online. Esther's, so it's got the S on the end, EstersHeartMinistry.com. All the sponsorship info is there. We're going to talk more with Beth on the way, so we ask you to stick around. More music coming up too. Jordan Feliz, Danny Gokey, and more next.